Across this country, white students are about twice as likely to be labeled gifted and talented than black or Hispanic students. Anya Kamenetz of NPR's Ed Team has been covering this story. Hi, Anya.
Hi, Steve.
So we just heard a march through all the points at which this process can go wrong in Houston. Is that true across the country?
It does seem to be a national pattern. The vast majority of school districts do expect parents to nominate students for testing for gifted programs. So as the professor from Vanderbilt University said, that presumes a lot of savvy, a lot of social capital and know-how to navigate that system. And, you know, a study that came out last year shows that outcomes are much more equitable when you test each and every student. But at the same time, the question is, are parents really prepared to advocate for their kids to get tested, to get in the first place?
What is the role of teachers in all of this?
Well, you know, teachers are really supposed to be responsible for identifying gifted students in a vast number of districts. At the same time, one professor that I spoke with says it's very common for teachers pre-service to get just a day or so of training or learning about giftedness, and they may not be prepared to recognize it in all of its many forms.
Okay, you already mentioned one possible fix to this, which is test every kid rather than just the kids whose parents push for gifted and talented testing. What other ideas are out there?
I think it's not considered best practice to rely on just one test score. In an ideal world, there are portfolios of student work and relying as well on student past performance. I think something that's really important to recognize is that giftedness can be contextual. You know, you might have a classroom where the vast majority of students, perhaps in an impoverished school, are performing below grade level, and that one person who's on grade level, you know, if you were to put her into another setting, she could really shine.
Anya, I want to ask about one other thing. We've gone through this story presuming that it is a great advantage in life to be labeled gifted and talented. Is it?
Many, many states require parents to put students through all these hoops to be identified as gifted. And then once they do that, there's very little for them. You know, it might be a resource room or a pull-out group once a week. And, you know, almost no states require a special curriculum for gifted students or a particular set of lessons. And so the experts that I talk to say the gifted students have very specific social and emotional needs as well as intellectual needs. And the programs that are available, particularly in impoverished districts, might not match those needs at all.
So we've set up a biased system. Most of us probably don't even realize it's biased. And once kids get through the biased system, they don't get very much for it anyway.
Right. It's a real irony. We throw all of our resources into identifying students. There's clearly a biased outcome. And then the resources aren't always available. Special classes, special curricula, they're just not there in every case.
Anya, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Anya Kamenetz.